Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly from Seaman High School with KWCA Podcast. Corbin Riedel of Tonganoxie finished his senior campaign with a 42-0 record to bring his career mark to 164-21. The state champion at 152 pounds is your KWCA 2019 4A Wrestler of the Year, 4A Senior Wrestler of the Year. Riedel also had an outstanding career on the gridiron for the Chieftains, but left his cleats at midfield and is pursuing his wrestling goals at the Division I level as part of the Little Rock program. Corbin joins us on the line today from beautiful Central Arkansas. Corbin, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good. So after an outstanding high school career, you had a decision to make with your college choice. First, were you at all entertaining the idea of going the football route or doing both sports in college?
I was really leaning towards wrestling. I knew my passion, my heart was at the sport of wrestling. Also with my size being, I didn't think I'd make it too long in football, but I enjoyed football as much as I played it. So,
okay, so who were the other schools that were in the mix when you were making your college decision? Kansas native and DeSoto High School state champion Neil Ayersman is the head coach of the upstart Little Rock program. Was he the draw in the signing with the Trojans, or were there other factors involved?
Yeah, it was actually kind of cool since he was about 15 minutes away from my hometown. We related really good. This seemed like the place for me. The school was all intact for me, and I just wanted to be the first, you know. Since this is a first-year program, I wanted to be something new and make a name for myself.
Okay, so what other schools were in the mix when you were going through your decision?
I had a couple D2s. I visited Nebraska Kearney. I visited St. Cloud State up in Minnesota. I also had an offer from McKendree, but I did not visit. And I also had an offer from Maryville, St. Louis. I did not visit. And then I was talking to Nebraska, University of Nebraska-Lincoln, but they did not give me an offer.
Okay, so good list of schools there for sure. And it seems to me that Coach Ayersman has really started to form a personality around the team. Looking at your profile, you seem to fit in pretty well with the team. Is that the case, that you're kind of the team itself is kind of forming its own personality?
Yeah, for sure. Me and the guys relate really well. The practice room looks on point, and we actually just finally started wrestling live, so we kind of give each other different looks and stuff like that. It's been kind of slow. I actually came down during the summer and took some summer classes. So we've been training since the summer, and we finally just got to, you know, live wrestle and stuff like that. So it's been fun.
Okay, that's an interesting topic of coming down early and taking summer classes. It seems to be the trend, especially at the D1 level, where kids will come in and take maybe a lighter class, but a required class, and be there training or at least spend some time on campus. Do you think that that's more advantageous than going through the high school grind of it, the Fargo, the international styles? What was part of your decision in going down early versus staying home and doing some of the international styles?
We actually talked about it. Coach got us all together, all the guys, and he actually asked us if we wanted to do it or not. We were going to come down here, but we were going to wrestle for the Arkansas RTC, and then we could go and wrestle at Fargo. But we just decided to stay back and just train with each other here. I honestly like it. It kind of gave me a jump start and gave me a feel of how college works and how the, areas within the campus. So I honestly, am all for it. And yeah, I didn't compete, but I also got some technique from Coach Neil, a little one-on-one, since it's the summer and we're not really training for anything. So got a little bit more in depth into wrestling. And
very, very good. It's just an interesting topic that really seems to be not only not going away, but just becoming more and more prominent. So the program has received a lot of attention. Jason Bryant is doing an excellent job with his podcast series on the program and wrestling in general in the state of Arkansas. The wrestling facility and Greg Hatcher's involvement have elevated the program to be the envy of even well-established programs. What is it like being part of something so unique, and is there any added pressure on you and the program in general to make a splash when competition begins in this inaugural season?
I mean, there's really no pressure. I'm pretty calm. Usually I'm calm on the mat. I'm just kind of ready for everything. I know that my training, I trust in my training that I'm prepared for everything. There's no real pressure on me. But it feels amazing to be called a Little Rock wrestler. Walking around campus, supporting the Trojan Head, and it feels great.
So what are you expecting to major in at UALR, and what career plans do you have as you look over the horizon to life after wrestling in college?
I'm going to major in biology. I want to be a chiropractor. I want to practice chiropractic. And so I'm going to have to get a bachelor's degree in biology, kinesiology, human biology, something around that. And then I'm going to have to go to some chiropractic school to get my doctorate degree, and that'll take about 3 to 3.5 years.
Wow, you sound like you have it laid out. Sound like you have your head on your shoulders. That's great to hear. Now that you've had a few weeks of college under your belt, if you could go back to a time before your freshman year of high school, what advice would you give yourself in regard to both wrestling and academics?
Academics, for sure. I wish I took it a little bit more serious and improved a lot better. I knew from the beginning that I wanted to play a sport in college. So I didn't take academics as serious as I should have. So I wish I did that a lot better. And on the sports side of things, I really wish I would have competed a little bit more, got into, the national tournaments and, got to the bigger tournaments more.
Okay, good answer on that, and I can definitely concur with you on the academic part of it. If I were to go back and talk to myself before my freshman year of high school, for sure. So what weight class are you expecting to compete in, and are you bent on redshirting, or are you considering competing for a spot in the lineup?
I really, really kind of want to compete for a spot. I mean, I feel like redshirt would help me, but I'm just really eager to get out there and get on the mat. I'm going to probably go either 149 or 157. We'll just see how the lineup pans out and where coach wants me. But yeah, I mean, he hasn't really told me. I mean, he told me a benchmark to get up to for weight during the summer and stuff like that. But he hasn't actually told me the exact weight. And I think that should be coming here in a few weeks or so. But I'm not for sure on that.
If you do end up redshirting, do you expect to get 20 to 30 matches in during the season?
Our schedule actually has not came out for the redshirts yet. We got a few open tournaments that we are already enrolled in. But right now, we don't have the schedule for the redshirts. Again, coach, has to deal with this whole new program and stuff like that. So he's been really, really busy. So we're working on that and waiting on that.
Okay. And speaking of your schedule, I think you open with an all Arkansas event, a duel with Lyon College. When can we check out the results from that? Is that, sometime mid-November?
November 24th. Is the duel. We're going to go to Oklahoma City Open on the 9th, November 9th. So that'll be our two things in November. But November 24th is when we duel. That'll be on a Sunday.
Okay. And I imagine they're going to kind of make an event out of it and really put it in the history books for sure. So that's a really neat deal, and it's special you're able to be part of it.
For sure.
So before we sign off, I want to congratulate the other senior wrestlers of the year that I did not get on the program. In 5A, Wyatt Hendrickson was your senior wrestler of the year. He was also named the Dave Schultz Award winner for Kansas. The big man from Newton is now part of the Air Force Academy program in Colorado Springs. In 6A, Manhattan High School's Bubba Wilson was senior wrestler of the year. Wilson is now part of the University of Nebraska's program. Good luck to Hendrickson and Wilson and the rest of the class of 2019 that is participating on the college level this fall. Today we have been visiting with 2019 4A Wrestler of the Year, Corbin Riedel of Tonganoxie and now the University of Arkansas Little Rock. Corbin, thanks for taking the time to join us today and good luck this season and beyond.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
This has been Patrick Kelly from Seaman High School reminding you to get your registration in for the 2019 KWCA Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic slated for October 4th and 5th in Salina. Until next time, thanks for listening.